Thank you. And I'm going to let you raise the offering in a minute. But I just, you know, I'm just mad at the devil. What about you? Yeah. You like what's going on in your life today? No. I'm mad at this devil. Yeah. I don't know if I get to preach, I'm going to preach take him to his mother. If I get to that. I said if I get to that. Mm-hmm. And just so happened, nobody hired me so nobody can fire me. I can preach whatever I want to preach. Ain't that right, brother? Praise the Lord. I tell you, I had thought to lay hands on every mother today, and I will do that. And pray for the mamas. Daddy, I ain't going to let you out now. Daddy, you daddies is just as good. But to be a mother is the most greatest thing in the universe. Did y'all know that? You know, the Bible said he that rocks a cradle with what rules the world or something like that. And did y'all know that Mr. What-His-Name, that got up there to be the president, he was raised by his mother. He didn't have no daddy in the house. That man that ran for that black fella, that's the surgeon. But Carson was raised by his mother. Amen. He was raised by his mother. Come on. He was raised by his mother. And I thought about it. I said, God, I love to come to the house of God. Let me see y'all love to come to the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to that. I love the house of God. I really do. Praise the Lord. And I just want to thank God for today. I'm feeling good now. I'm getting something stirred up in here now. But I'm telling you, when I came, I didn't have nothing. I'm just coming. Al said, you ready for Sunday? I said, I better call Al because this is really strange. So I said, no, I told him I was going to preach. I'm going to come on. And by the time I got in the church, and now when I got back there, usually the Lord did speak. I said, well, thank you, Lord. You did give me something. I said, I'm in the world? I'm hung up right here now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Get your mind off yourself, girl. Let me guide you. So when I'm sitting up here, he said, let me guide you. Let me guide you. So I want to be guided today, don't you? We need to learn how to let the Holy Ghost guide us. You know, we'd do much better off if we would let him guide us. Ain't that the truth? Even going to the store, going wherever you go, thank you, Holy Spirit. You're going to be better off today to let the Lord guide you. Because, you know, you don't know nothing. So we got on a health kick. We may get the offer. I don't know. We got on the health kick and we started eating right. But they got to me, I said, I know that's right. There's some nutty people out there. People are so, you know what I mean? How do I know when I go get my supplements, they right? How do I know what's in them? I came to this conclusion. You ready? You ready? You do what you know to do. You take your vitamins and your supplements, but don't you stick none in your mouth till you sanctify it. We don't have time, but you better take time. Who said that this is right? I don't care what company made it. Who knows this is right? My husband been sick for the week, and he been taking this and that and taking ibuprofen and all this. He didn't want to take ibuprofen. He said, you know, it's bad. And I'm learning something. I said, God, I said, help me. And because we prayed, and he asked me to pray for him. And I said, you know, we prayed. But the Lord told me, he said, gout is a demon. It didn't come from God. He didn't send no gout on nobody. And remember when Job was up there, he asked, could he go do something? When Job went to heaven, he asked God, could he do something? Now, God didn't say, no, God let him do this. So whatever bad come from the devil. Now, y'all don't have to believe it. I don't really care. But I'm going to go home. I'm getting stirred up now, Al. I'm going to eat a little something. I'm going home casting that gout devil out. But y'all are good because y'all here, and I'm going to cast them devils out y'all today. Y'all believe God. We going to get to this message today, I don't know. But take him to his mother. I tell you what I thought. I said, now, Lord, if they're saying take him to his mother because they felt that, you know, stay with me now. Y'all pray for me right here because I'm just getting this. If they're saying take him to his mother, And she laid, and she gets up and takes him to the prophet. And God moves. We ain't got no parties in between. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you need today, you can get it. Because Jesus gave us access with boldness into this, what we're going through. He gave us access. I read that in Ephesians. He gave us access with boldness and confidence that we can reach him. You just get some confidence up in God. And I would tell them, I said, Daddy, you pray. Because I'm getting bold. I'm coming back and I'm casting that thing off of you. Praise the Lord. Now, so you remember when Daddy got sick over there? And then we was studying about Goliath, remember? And I went in and did this head. And she said, we've got to cut his head off. I said, okay, I'll go back and I'll cut his head off then. So I went back and got Goliath, cut his head off. My husband got well. Hello. My husband was sick. Every bone in his body was sick. I mean, you could smell death all in the room. He was sick. And now he just can't seem to get well. I said, Lord, let him think again. Let him just call on your name again. Lord, help me, Lord. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, I've been working in this a long time. And I ain't never done nothing without the Lord telling me to do it. Jesus said, I do what I see my Father do. And that's really true. And he went to a town where he could heal no, because they didn't have no faith. And all y'all gets, if I ask you, you got faith, you go. Help us. I'm going to lay hands on you all, and things going to change, because this is 7-7. Yeah, 7-7. Things going to change, because God got to change something in God's people. He got to change. Tina, how's your sporadic nerve back there? How's your, with that nerve back there? Yeah. What happened to that problem? All right. She was healed. We were same God. He loved her. He loved you and all of us. He loved all of us, sister. He loved us all. Amen. He don't just pick people. Amen. God loves everybody. Ain't that right? Y'all see, I'm just. All right. Give me some time here now. What was y'all supposed to sing today? I don't want to stop you from doing anything. I'm going to let y'all see. See, so why ain't you glad that we ain't got no program? See, because you may be getting ready to sing. God be telling me to pray for that person over there. See, but I ain't got nothing wrote down, see? Ain't that good? Hello, son. That's my grandson over that thing. Oh, my goodness. So wonderful. Amen. I'm just so glad to see him. You know what? I thought I dreamed it. Brenny, I thought I dreamed it. You sneaked past me today because I didn't see you. I saw you get out the car, but you sneaked past. Did you sneak past me? Okay. I said, look, that's Brenda. You know, I can't see. If by 10 feet, I can't see too well. You know, I see Willow drive that Cadillac, though. Daddy must think I can see too, because he ain't that crazy to go buy me something I can't drive. I said, he got more faith in me than I got. And so Al come and say, somebody showing up, love. It's wonderful to be loved. But that's a teeny bit of what my Father loves. Thank you, Lord. That's a teeny weeny bit. You see my Cadillac? That's a teeny bit of how God loves you and loves you and you. God just loves us to peace. He just loves us so much we can't even receive it. He loves us. Amen. Get your mind on what you need today. If I get to the woman and the thing, we'll preach it. If I don't, I'm going to go to the next step, plan B. Because I'm asking the Lord today to help us. To help us. We need help. People need to know that there is a God. Children's Sunday school ain't going to get it no more. It'll help us some. It helped me. It did. But we living in the 20th century. We live in a century where people is going crazy. I mean, they coming in with is crazy. Oh, Jesus, it's just pitiful. And people have no kind of nothing. So I want you, what you do, when he's taking up the offering, I want you to get your mind on what you need from God.
Hallelujah.
Because you love the Lord. Get your mind on what you need from God and expect it.
Yes.
Not from me, but from God.
Hallelujah.
I believe he the one told me that. Now, I didn't think about that. I'm just, the day is just him. It's him today. And I'm never alone, because when I come out here, I feel like he got my back. He got me. You know, he got me, you know. Hallelujah. Then I got people up here praying for me and all that kind of good stuff. Amen. And Leslie looking, come on now, Grandma. Come on now. Come on. We're going to take up the offering. God bless you. You go ahead. Sister, when they take the offering up, you can do what you're going to do with the choir, okay? God bless you, brother. I was praying for you again today, and I saw you doing one of these things. It's yours. It's yours. Come on. Come on now. Amen. Come on, y'all, take the offer. I'm so glad to see you too, sis. Let me shake your hand. This may not be protocol, but I don't have to have protocol. It's lovely. God bless you, darling. Thank you. And happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. Did I say that? I forget that. Happy Mother's Day, y'all.
Before we, you let us go ahead and prepare our tithes and our offering, but we got a little something prepared for the mothers. We want to say happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. Thank God for all of you. And we, the men of the church, we just want to express our love for all other mothers, not to point it just at our mothers, but to all you mothers. We appreciate you all. And we're going to ask the men to give their meaning of these words. We're in Galatians. The fruits of the Spirit. What do these words mean when they think of their mom? So, who has love? Yeah, we're going to go ahead and get it out the way. Why are they preparing their tithes and their offering? Praise God.
Praise God.
Joy. Man. Amen. Amen. How about peace? Praise God. How about long suffering?
Long suffering. Scripture defines long suffering as suffering for a long time without complaining. Very patient during difficult times. It's a very important quality because every mama knows when that kid's on your last nerve, you need long suffering. What you do outlasts you through your children and your great grandchildren because they remember you and that feeling about you. It's always passed down through. You are a great example of what God can do.
Amen, amen. A gentleness.
Gentleness is actually, the way I define it, is infinite peace. I think about my mother, where she raised five sons, by me being the oldest, how she just had patience. She always relied on the Lord. And for all the mothers in here, just rely on the Lord because He is the one that will carry you through no matter what. Because I think about my wife and my mother-in-law. I look at them as my mother. I look at my aunts. By me growing up, I look at them having that peace and that joy in their hearts. By them having that gentleness, they show that they care about their family.
Praise God. Praise God. Goodness.
Your goodness is a whole cooked meal. Your goodness is a slap in the back of the head. Your goodness is taking care of me when I'm sick. Your goodness is making sure I've got shoes on my feet. Your goodness is being there to see me graduate. Your goodness is helping me when I'm in a bind. Your goodness is not going unnoticed. Your goodness makes things better. Your goodness is unmatched. Thank goodness for your calming words. Thank goodness you were there. Thank goodness for all you do. My goodness, thank goodness, where would we be without your goodness?
All right, praise God. All right. Ladies, y'all got some competition in here. Top this. All right, faith. Praise God, brother.
Faith is someone who will tell you the truth, someone who will always be there, not only in the good times, but also in the difficult times. My mother is someone I can trust, and I just want to say I love you, Mama, and I appreciate everything you do for me.
Amen, amen. Meekness. Amen. Hallelujah. Last of all, but not least, temperance.
When I think of a mother, I think of temperance. Someone who has the ability to keep her own spirit in check. She is someone who has the self-control.
Well, it's just a start of what we're trying to do, me and the men. We're just trying to get something together to stir some trouble up with you women. That's all we're trying to do. So y'all come on with it. So at this time, your offerings and your tithes should be prepared. So let us bring forth our tithes and our offerings. So we just want to say while you're doing that, we love you, mothers. We appreciate you. We do honor you, just not on this day, because we honor you every day. We try to with our lives and what you have taught us. So we thank you. And I just want to say happy birthday to our pastor. So we're going to sing, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Happy birthday to you. All right. Yes. Has everybody had the chance to give? I believe the choir has a selection or two today. Mm-hmm. Well, let's bless the offerings. Most gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this part of the service. We thank you, Father God, for the givers. We thank you, Father God, for those who gave, Father God, not grudgingly, not sparingly, Lord. We pray, God, that you will bless, Father God, 100-fold. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 We're calling on the choir now. Look, before we go any further, choir, you can stay there. We had not had a chance to give anybody to testify, so we're not in a hurry today, I don't think. I don't think Pastor no hurry. So if anybody want to stand up and testify, we want to try to keep the order of service in a decent order. If anybody want to stand up and give God some praise, testify about anything, you have an opportunity now.
To say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, and I would like to give, well, I do give glory to God every day. I praise him until that next door opens. I've been out of work 2 years. It didn't seem like it, but that's a long time. And I'm trying to think. I've been putting in applications every night when I can't go to sleep. I pray, and then I go to my little app on my phone. And I had put an application for this one job, and I called the number back. The lady left me a message saying she's so sorry. That position has been filled, and if she want me to, she'll transfer my application to the next department. And I told her to go ahead and do that. And something in me just told me to call the woman of that department. The same voice that told me to get someone to ride with me to get my school supplies years ago going to school, and I had an accident over the railroad tracks. So that voice is still real. That voice is still who he is, and that's Jesus. So I called the lady, and she called me back in 12 minutes. She said, we talked. We had a very good conversation. She told me, come see me Friday at 10:30. I said, I'll be there at 10:15. So I got up there, I had a good time, and come to find out that my boss works for the company I cater with, food service. She said, well, if you work for food service consultants, I already know you know what you're doing. And then my assistant boss, name is Gwen. So that is just so funny to me. But I thank God for everything that he has blessed me with. He's going to continue to bless each and every one of us. He told me in a dream this morning that some of us are, I'm trying to put this in words here, excuse me. Some of us, our blessings are, they're reachable, but by you not believing, you won't be able to obtain them. It's a lot of gifts in heaven that lingers around when people die. And it's this door that opens and God shows you all your blessings that you have asked for. They be in boxes with ribbons and everything. But you don't believe it is why you don't get it. He said it's Christians that don't believe it. I get what I want because I don't have a problem with believing it, but I do have a problem with the patient part. I'm just being honest. I believe everything that I ask him. I ask him for what I want. I don't just ask him like a child will write down stuff for Christmas. Not that kind of asking. I ask him for specific things, like when the house that we moved in, I wanted 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. That's what God gave me. But he also added a pond in the backyard. I didn't know that. That was extra. Because he's good. But I just want to say I love you all. We have to be there for one another in everything. I personally don't talk about what I go through because I just talk to God about it. I'm just going to be honest with that part. But he told me it's not about me and for me to tell somebody what he's done for me more than once and what he will continue to do. And heaven does not have a clock, so he is not on our time. Because I told him, I remember praying once, I told God, I said, God, now I know ain't no clock in heaven, but down here on earth, I got to turn these papers in by Tuesday. And I was supposed to move at the end of March. 31st was when my lease was up, but we didn't end up moving into the house the second Saturday of April. So he still came through. On his time, though. Amen. So I appreciate him, and I love you all, and just believe him. Just believe what he say, because that's keeping you from getting what you want. Believe him. If you don't believe him, don't ask him. That's how I feel about it. And that's it.
Anybody else? If not, we're just going to go ahead and go on.
I want to thank the Lord for being here today, and happy Mother's Day. And thank the Lord for my mom. She's so dear to me, especially my heart. And I just want to, it's kind of embarrassing, but I'm going to tell it anyway. I want to give a testimony what God did for me. I was cramping in my foot, like, all day. And then I wanted to get in the car and drive, and it started acting up, and I mean, it's just power in his name. I said, Jesus! And it just, like, it was good. And I said, I just thank you, Lord. And then I hear him say, drink some water.
Yeah.
You know, and I just thank him for his guidance, for, you know, let me know what I need to do and how to take care of myself. He will lead you. Amen. And I just thank you. I'm witness of that he will lead and guide you. I just thank him. I thank him. I thank him for putting me where I'm at. I thank him for my family, my pastor, my grandmother. I love you. I just love the Lord, and I just thank him this morning. Lift him up. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning, saints. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. I'd like to thank the Lord for being here and for waking me up this morning, and for my mother, for our ride in together. We ride together every Sunday to church when I come or when we both can come, and I just enjoy that time. And I just like to thank the Lord for what he's been doing for me. He just been showing up and showing out, changing me, changing things down inside me where I can just feel it going in motion. I don't know if y'all never felt like that, but... You know, I could just feel it going in motion. I feel it. I feel my body just going in motion to lean up on the Lord's word. And I just thank him for that. You know, I thank him for his patience. You just know he has so much patience with us. And I just thank him for that. And I thought about it all week, just, you know, knowing Mother's Day was coming and just how, you know, your mother is probably the closest thing that you'll get to God's love, which is nowhere near, can't even compare to it. And I just thank him for showing me just that little bit, that tip of the iceberg, by giving me a wonderful mother that, you know, that's everything. She's just everything. She's always there for us, and I just thank the Lord for her. I thank him that he works through her. I just thank him for that. Happy birthday, Pastor. Love you. And just praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
God will do it. He will do it. Anybody else? Okay.
Come on, praise the Lord in here. He's worthy of our glory, worthy of our praise. Come on, everybody, clap your hands. Come on, let's sing it together. I'm sold out.
I am sold out.
My mind. Who can separate us?
Who can separate us from the love of Jesus?
Not death.
Not death.
Life.
For life.
Jesus paid the price.
Jesus paid the price.
I'll come through the fire.
Ain't God good? Hallelujah.
You stand on your feet for a minute. Let's praise the Lord. Let's thank you, Jesus. Still in church. We sold out. I hope we are. Yes, Lord. Mind is made up. Got to make up your. I sure know you have to make your mind up. You can't serve the Lord without making up your mind. Lord, we want to thank you. We came to this house today to give you praise. We came in here, Lord, to let you know we love you, Lord. Oh, my God, even though Sunday is a day we go and maybe other days, but this is a special day, Lord, that you brings us together, Lord, in our churches. And we want to thank you, Lord, for every church that's open in your name. Lord, we know that we feel something that's going on, hallelujah, in the world and around in the government. But, Lord, we know that if we'll stay with you, Lord, it doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter what's going on, God, if we'll stay with you. Hallelujah. We keep our eyes upon you, Lord. We're hid in that secret place of the Most High. Oh, Lord, we got to believe this word now, Lord, that we're in this secret place, God, because if we're not in a secret place, God, we are not in the right place. You got to be in that secret place, beloved. You got to be in that secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah. No evil can befall you. Neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. There's so many things out there now, but God has promised to keep us. I say God has promised to keep us, children of God. And you're going to have that faith for yourself. It is an individual thing. I just want to thank the Lord for Jesus today. I thank him. Give him another real good clap offering. Oh, yes. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Turn around and somebody just say, I thank you for today. Just thank you. For mothers. Yes, Lord. I thank you for today, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Let's go over to 2 Kings. I think the Lord might let us go over there. Praise the Lord. Anybody say want to get a mother tribute? We always on this Sundays on Mother's Day, we give our mothers tribute. I guess everybody done said everything about their moms. You fellas, we got to outdo y'all. Father's Day coming. I mean, Father's Day is coming. That was just beautiful. Thank you. That was really beautiful. That really was beautiful. We up there looking at, oh, my goodness. Let's get a man a big clap off and let them know we love them. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want to thank the Lord, too, for mothers. I just, you know, it's just so wonderful how God has planned everything. But women, we are still their helpmeet. Hello? We are still their helpmeet. Amen. But I want to go to 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, and I'm not going to keep you too long. And just however the Lord leads, I thank the Lord. Praise. I thank the Lord for the message he's been giving to us. I really appreciate it. And I thank the Lord for the telephone calls to come and thank me. And I just thank the Lord for saying what he said of the day. I was helped. So that's what it's all about. It's no good for no man or woman or boy or girl to get up in this pulpit and say something ain't going to help nobody. Praise. We come to church to get help. We need help. Praise the Lord. But I think this is a beautiful chapter, 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. It's a lesson really about the prophet Elijah and what was going on in that day. But I'm going to start with the 8th verse. Hallelujah. And it fell on a day that Elisha, passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. Now, what that mean, a great woman? I'm sure she was great in the sense of, you know, in her politics and things of that day. And then, you know, how the women worked and whatever. And so she was a great woman, this Bible say. And so it was that often as he passed by, he turned in there to eat bread. Now, I'm glad I read this because if I had not read it, I'd have quoted it another way because I didn't see that part. But every time he passed by this woman, he turned in. I'm going to tell you about women now. You know what, man? Y'all need to listen good. Women are something. We come from another planet. We really do. You know, we came out of you. That's the truth. We came from you. That's true. But we are certainly different. We think different. We solve problems differently. We just different folks. But I want to thank the Lord, too, for using women, because he have to tell me that often. So he showed me Golda Meir. She was the premier of, you know, some country. He showed me Deborah, and he showed me men, women. And all of a sudden, I realized it don't make God no different whether you're a man or a woman. He get ready to use you. He'd be a donkey if it's in the way. So God's creation to me, I learned a lot being a woman standing here, because, like I said, I had to learn that because my church taught differently. And I met somebody who said that they thought that too. Praise the Lord. And when I was up buying this, the vehicle daddy, this guy, and this wonderful God got people everywhere. He gave me a writing where he does a blog. And he told me, he said, you a minister? I said, yes. And I thought he getting ready to say something. I said, now, if you getting ready to say something, you'd have waited too late, so don't waste your time. But he wasn't doing that. He said, read my blog. And it was there how God used women. I said, oh, his name is Keith. I said, oh, thank you, Trent. And I think that, so God's got people everywhere. He said, you know, I believe God used whoever he wants to. I said, well, I'm glad to hear you say that. So, you know, I just give God the praise and the glory. Women, you have a place as well as our brothers. Hallelujah. But we still to stay with them. We still to stand with them. Now, listen, this woman had a husband. Well, when he would come by every day, she would prepare. You know, he would stay there and eat. I'm sure he talked to the husband, whatever they did. But then she noticed that he came by a lot of times. Women are perceptive. Hello? And sometimes, fellas, you know, it wouldn't hurt you, Lord, to take some, you know, it don't make you less of a man. That she part of you. Oh, now, I'm telling you, God's going to do this now. It won't hurt you to take her advice sometime. Hello? Because sometimes God will tell her something to tell you. Am I telling the truth now? Amen. Amen. So we got to stop saying what we say. We got to know about God. We got to understand how he works. Praise the Lord. And so he would pass by there continually. So she said, now he coming by. He said, let's make a special place for this man. Let's make a little chamber on the wall. That's on the, I guess that's the best place in the house. I tried to look that up, brother. And let us set for him there a bed. She know he need a bed, a table for his Bible and his strolls, and a stool for him to sit down, and a candlestick so he want to study at night. And it shall be when he turn into us, he should turn in there. Let him turn. That's special place for this man of God. Ah, that she saw this. She said, I want a special place. Now, she wasn't looking for nothing. She might have known that he was able to give her something, but she wasn't looking. The Bible don't say nothing about she was looking for nothing. So I'm going to stay with the word. And so, when he would pass by there, which he did often, she said, look, we got a special place for you to stay. And so he stayed in this little place that she prepared. And it fell on the day that he came there, and he turned unto the chamber and lay there. That's why I'm saying, fellas, you know, thank you. You know, sometimes your wife can make put you in a place that you can get a great big blessing. Yeah. From the wife taking her part. Now, you're one. Say one. One. We are married, we are one. But sometimes advice from that other one, say one. And if you consider that, you won't think, you won't feel, well, she's telling me. No. If you consider that, you're going to get blessed. Because look at this. When her husband told her, she can't bill nothing. But the man, no doubt, did the bigger the billing or whatever it was. And so he said, he called his Gehazi, that was his servant. And he said, call that Shunammite. And he said, call that Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. He said to him, say now unto this, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care that you cared about me. And what is to be done for you? I want to give you something. He said, wouldst thou be spoken for to the king? He said, maybe she want me to go to the king and say something, because God hadn't told him. To the captain of the host. And she answered, I dwell among my own people. And he said, what there is to be done for her? He's talking to Gehazi, and back and forth, and she's standing there. And Gehazi answered, verily she has no child, and her husband is old. You know, it ain't no case in that. They're not going to have no children, but she wants a child. And you have to really remember back in those days when women had children, if they didn't have children, it was a stigma, especially a son to carry the name on. So she had no child. And he called her, he said, and when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, ain't quabbling nothing. According to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, no, my Lord, thou man of God. Don't you lie to me now. Don't have me look for this now, and this ain't coming. Don't you lie to me, to your handmaid. And the woman conceived, oh, right now. And she bare a son at the season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. I'm going to tell you, here's something else coming to me. Thank you, Jesus. That the God gives us in the gifts that you was reading. When you was reading the gifts of the, tell me, the Spirit. Whatever God give you is so wonderful. It blesses the saints. You can believe a prophet because when a prophet speak, it will happen. Right. Stay with me now. I say when a prophet say something, it's going to happen. And she knew in those days that, you know, it was more, I make more in that day assembly. Now help me, Jesus. He said about this season, when I come back, you're going to have a child. He said, now look, I ain't asked you for nothing. I didn't come ask you. I just wanted to help you. I just wanted to show you that I appreciate you. But don't tell me something ain't going to happen now. And so she got pregnant, right? And she had a child. And he said, okay, and when the child was grown, it fell, I love this, it fell on the day that he was, went out to his father in the reap, to the reapers. And he said unto his father, my head, he must have got a sunstroke. He was out there fooling around. I don't know if he was about 13, they say. I don't know how old he was. But anyway, and he said to the lad, carry him to his mama. Take him to his mama. His mama gonna know what to do. His mama heard the prophet. His mama believed the prophet. His mama got the baby. Now take it to her. Take him. Just take. Watch out now. Take him to his mother. Now is this saying that maybe women got a little bit of something there? It don't make us make you men any less now. But look at your wife and look at your wife, what she's done. I could point to folks that I ain't going to do it. I have always tried to be like the woman in Proverbs. My pastor would preach this. We were homeless people. He preached about the woman who would get up at night and, you know, and sew for her kids and keep the lights burning and, you know, go out and do something for her husband. Dude. So I tried to do everything any woman did. I want to do it. I did, sure did. If you can quilt, I can quilt. You can make cheese, I can too. And that, because I tried to be, you know what I'm saying? I just tried to be that kind of woman because Proverbs 31 said it. And I said, I've always, this when I was a child, but my pastor preached that. My pastor preached it. But the Bible say that her husband would call her blessed. A woman that'll stand with her husband. Watch out now, women. You stand with this man. Amen. When he's trying to accomplish something, you be on his side. I'm telling you now, get into his dream. You know why I got that car set? Not there. I got into his dream. I was a young woman. I ain't bragging, but I was young. I was 17 when I married. Sister, I was 17. We were just kids. I remember walking out of house one time with all I had that owned was on Ernest's back, a skillet and a pot. I went wherever he said go, even if I didn't like it sometime. I'm talking about the women part now. Hallelujah. I was a city girl. I came from Detroit, Michigan. But when I went down south, amen, my husband chopped and picked cotton. What is chopping and picking cotton? I'm from the city of, what you talking about? Amen. But my husband was young. We didn't have none. And you didn't make but $3 a week. So that'd be $6. We made. Get into his dream. And he'll get into yours too. But get into his dream. We're talking about the women now. Get into his dream. So he told me one time, he said, baby, he said, amen. He said, I'm talking about women now. He said, when I get old, I want to have everything I got paid for. I don't ever want to pay a house note. that got down in him. And I could tell you about that. Gets into your spirit. And your head get to moving. And your body will. That's another thing there. Okay, I'll say that, you see. And so by him saying that, 19, 20-year-old boy, God gave him a dream. And he said, I'm going to build my house so I won't have to pay for it. So he built a 5, 6, 8, what, how many rooms was it? Up on that hill right over there. We bought 5 acres from a lady, paid for it, paid $50. God showed us all kind of, because you know my husband had kids. So people, that's another thing, too. And I don't want to preach that now because y'all ain't going to like that. If you do what God tell you to do, children is a heritage to the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. And there are many times I have gotten, sister, because of kids. God has blessed me. They're one of my kids, my grandkids. There's one of my children and my kids in the back. And I'm telling you, God will bless you. All I'm telling you is keep his word and do what he say. He will do what he say if you do what you say. You know what I'm saying? God will do what he say. And so God blessed us, and Ernie built the house. And we stayed in the, kids thought we was on at the little Waltons. We had a, we built the house. We built it. Daddy worked a week. We saved some and put the sheetrock up, and we built that house. Only bill we had was $8,000 putting the well in. And that's another story. God's been good to me. You know what? Because I decided to obey him. My holiness preacher taught me what I had to do, and I did it. And I remember one time we was out, Lord help me please, Jesus. We was out at a service, a family reunion, something, when we had it here in St. Louis. And one of the brothers came up to Dad and said, you having all them kids? He said, let me tell you something. Don't you say nothing to my wife. I take care of my wife. If I want to have 15 kids, it ain't your business. That same person borrowed money from us who got all the kids. Watch it. I'm talking about God. I'm talking about God now. I know it's a day and an hour now that, you know, you can't hardly have children. And you know what I'm saying? Because we're living in a different age. But go to God and tell him, I don't care. Go to God and tell him about it. God know what age you're living in. I say, God know what age you're living in. Amen. Now I got my children rising up calling me blessed, a lot of children. I don't have to buy nothing. That's the truth, children of God. Every perfume come out they bad. Every cream, if they see something on the, they got me. What they call that? Beverly Beauty or whatever that means. I mean, I have to go through stuff. I got so many girls that let's get mama some of that. Mama, I'm gonna buy you some of that. I'm gonna buy you some of that and raise them like the Lord said you should raise them. Amen. So we built the house. For the nine kids, I guess. God has been, I could write a book. God has been good to me. I say, God has been good to me. God has been good to me. And so, what can you do, Brother Mark? I know what, I was thinking about what the Lord had told me, you know. And, hey, Elsa, you got me. I don't know what to do. This man want to buy me this car. I said, and I know what God done said. I know, hallelujah, I don't know what to do with this thing. And so he didn't care. He said, look, God, I said, God knows I didn't have, blah, 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 blah. I'm just talking. He said, look, I can buy you a car. And so we kind of forgot about it. We forgot. I'm doing this for the glory of God. We forgot about it. And so he said, honey, I want to buy you something. I said, for your birthday, baby. I want to buy you something for your birthday. I said, okay. This is the truth. So I gets in the car in Betsy. By the way, I still got Betsy. She up in the car. And I was sitting there, and we drove, and I went to sleep. You know, because I don't know. Oh, he going out to Menards. He going to buy me something. He drives up in this lot. I said, honey, what are we doing here? He said, I want you to have this. Pick it. Pick you one. You know, about that. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He said, pick it. I can afford it bad. I saw. We sit up there, the man, sit up there. I said, I got to go back and look at this. You know, talk about it. I'm mad now. So I don't know. And the man said, this car said, we don't need no car cost that. We'll talk it over. So he goes back home, and we sit down and say, let's just wait. you know, we can wait. We can, you know, wait a while. He said, okay. So the next morning he said, go transfer the money. I'm going to get you the car. Go transfer the money. And you want me to? I said, yeah, I guess. It happened so quick. I'm still, look, it ain't hit me yet, Jack. It ain't hit me yet. And I told Lord, I said, this is supposed to be a blessing. This thing even hit my mind yet. What's going on with me? I don't know what's going on with me, Lord. Praise the Lord. And so I said, anyway, this card's for executive. He said, you an executive.
Come on with it.
Doggone, I can't even use. All I can do is get in the car and drive it. I said, where's the gas tank? He said, honey, go tell him I bought it for you. And tell him it's paid for. I think I told that right, Al. Because I told Daddy I ain't going to be telling nobody that. But I think I told it in the right tune. It's paid for. God said, get out of debt. He said, you told me God told us not to get no debt. That's what he told me. I said, yeah, I did. The Bible say don't get in debt. I've made up my mind. That what I understand about the word, I'm going to try to do it. Try to bring myself under control to keep the word of God. My sugar had went up. Remember I told you about my sugar went up. So on a 21-day fast, I decided, I said, Lord, I ain't going to shoot. I'm tired of being sick. I told you, I said, I'm eating my way to health. Remember I said that? I'm eating my way to health. I went there last Friday and got my blood taken. You know how sticky. My sugar done went down to 6 points. That's what is that? My A1C is 6 points. Six. And I say, look at God. But you know what he told me? You gotta eat right. He said, just take care of yourself. And I'm pretty much feeling good. And I told God, I said, Lord, I know I got to be me. Say you got to be you. God don't want no carbon copies. God don't want you acting like him or him acting like you, sister. He wants you to be you. You're beautiful as you. Amen. And so the lady said, let's build him a house. So she had a son. Then the baby died. She said, uh-uh. Oh, no. You got something God gave you, and the devil trying to take it. You say, oh, no. Uh-uh. She said, oh, no, no, no. She said, and she went, and wait a minute, and when he had taken Winterwood, he said, Canvas to his mother, and when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on his knee that noon and died. Now, that's something. She went up, you think she got, mm-mm. She said, no, this ain't what the man said. I didn't ask him for no son. He ain't taking this boy. I ain't even enjoyed him. I ain't seen my grandkids yet. I ain't seen nothing. I ain't held nothing. No, no, no. And I can just see what she said in my mind. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door up on him. Listen. And went out. How I know she wasn't working. She didn't tell her husband nothing about it. And she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray, one of the young men and one of the asses that I may run to the man of God and I'll be back. I'm going to who told me about this blessing. I'm going to who told me about this blessing. Hallelujah. If God tell you something, well, I got that. Woo. I told the Lord, I said, God, she went back to the man of God. I said, you told me in Exodus that I'm healed by your stripes. You told me you're the Lord my God that healed me from all my diseases. That's what you said. That's what you said. That thing helped me. It helped me, Al, because I said, Lord, now look at here. This is just a woman and a prophet, which is your prophet, but you are the prophet. And then the girl got up this morning. Who that? That was Leslie. She got up and said, how the Lord, yes, it's something about his name. I said, it's something about the name of Jesus. It's something about the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And he called her husband. So she said, wherefore will, he said, well, where you going? It ain't the new moon, it ain't the Sabbath. She said, oh, it's going to be well. She said, well, he done feeling that. She says, it'll be okay. I'll be back. She sell the ass and said to his servant, drive and go forward. And don't you stop until I tell you. You talking about faith. This woman had it. So she went and came into the man of God to Mount Carmel. And he came to pass that when the man of God saw her afar off, he said, Gehazi? He said, ain't that Shunammite? He kind of knew her. Maybe she looked at her. He said, run now, pray and meet her and say to her, is it well with you? And is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, Gehazi, it's well. I ain't talking to you. I got to go to the right source here. And when she came to the man of God, to the hill, she caught him by the feet. Now, she didn't say nothing good. When you're waiting on something from God, it's best not to talk too many folks. It's best not to talk to them. Get you somebody that got some faith, but if they ain't, let them be gone. Like Gwen said, she tell her kids, say, look, when it's my time to go and I get old and decrepit and I'm dying, don't let nobody in my room that ain't singing me Way to Glory. She said, don't let nobody come in my room and tell me, oh, Gwen, don't. She said, no, if they ain't singing, oh, I'll meet you over there. She said, let them stay out. She told me that the other day. I said, boy, these people catching on, ain't they? Praise that. So he said, run now, pray. He told Gehazi to meet her and say to her in that. And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to push her away, you know. And the man of God said, let her alone. Her soul is vexed within her. And the Lord have hid it from me and ain't told me what's going on. And she said, did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? Didn't I tell you, I didn't ask you for a son? Oh, this is wonderful. Woo. You don't see God in this. I don't know where you are. Your faith ought to be rising up to the ceiling now. My faith is just rising up to the ceiling. He said, hallelujah, he said, then the Gehazi said, gird up your loins and take my staff in your hand. He's talking to Gehazi. And go, let me tell you, look at this now, stay with me, and go thy way. If thou meet any man, don't say nothing to him, don't salute him, don't say. And if any salute you, don't say nothing. He said, and lay my staff upon the face of the child. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord living, you can say, Gehazi didn't tell me that. No. As the Lord liveth and my soul liveth, I'm not going to leave you. And he rose before, he said, Gehazi ain't going, He can go do whatever he want to do. But this miracle came from God and you. And that's who I'm coming to. I just love it. And Gehazi passed on before them. He laid the staff upon the face of the child. But there was neither breath, voice, nor hearing. Wherefore, he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awake. It didn't. And when Elisha was coming to the house, behold, the child was dead and laid up on his bed. He went in, therefore, and shut the door upon them too and prayed unto the Lord. Now, let me tell you something, what I've seen in this. It takes two. That woman's faith got honored. If she'd have been all shook up, and I don't know what would have happened. I can't say how God would have done that. But one thing I've learned reading the Bible, you have to believe God. One thing I have learned, there's nothing can keep you from your miracle when you believe God. I say, ain't nothing can keep you from your miracle if you believe God. There have been times that with them only me and God, or me and God, and me and God. But it was God that touched me. Hallelujah. It's God that's going to touch you today. When we pray today, children, you're going to pray with a different attitude. God said he'll be with you forever. God said he's your healer. God said he's your deliverer. God said he's your peace. God said the chastisement of your peace was upon him. And by his stripes, you are healed. God said it. Hallelujah. Preacher might preach it, but God said it. And when God says something, you can put your foot on it. And so she took him as, with these people in those days, they put their prophets almost at the word of God, you know. And so when she said, you can sing a house if you want to, but I ain't leaving you. You ain't getting away with this, buddy. You're going to go and you're going, hey, Whatever you got to do, you're going to have to do it because I am not leaving you. Y'all know the story. Listen, but it was her faith too. It was her faith. She caught hold to something. She believed God. May God help us in this generation. We not living back then, you know what I mean? We don't know about nobody bringing sticks and fixing bread and bread to plan. But we're going to take the little faith we got. Let me tell you what the Lord told me. He said, I told you if you had faith of a mustard seed. You know what I told him? I said, where's my faith? Lord, I hate to think I ain't got that kind of faith. He said, you have faith as a mustard. You could say to the mountain. Well, he talking. No, he didn't say that. He said, that mountain. He didn't say. See, when y'all don't want to get it, then you make a, well, he ain't talking about. No. No, he meant just what he said, to be removed. And then when he was in the back of the ship, remember? I mean, I ain't never been on no sea because I don't care for water. I can't swim, so I don't fool with that man. The lady took me fishing one time in a boat. She got under the thing. I'm standing. She, sit down. I didn't know you weren't supposed to stand up. But she ain't take me no more. That was enough. We went to the back of Thatcher. We taking the kids out. I said, when this thing get out and I get off this thing, I ain't getting back on this thing no more. I ain't getting out. I don't like water. Not like that, because I can't swim. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. God is a good God, ain't he? Oh, he's so good. Oh, he's so good. Oh, he just wants us to believe him. Oh, he just wants us to believe. I dare you to believe him. Go back to building my little house. I catch up on that. We needed, you know, I was pregnant with Micah, my last son. My last baby, my 10th one. And we needed water. We needed a toilet. We had a toilet outdoors. Y'all ain't. Our toilet was outdoors, out of house. Daddy built us a toilet outdoors. Yeah. I said, Daddy, we need some money. Okay, baby. I'm going to the bank and get some money. You can't. Honey, I'm building this house. We have to have contractors. Is that right? I went in my room. Got on my knees. I said, God, he said, get up. He said, go. And look, he said, when you get before that man, look in his eyes. He said, don't drop your eyes. If you have to look at his nose. Now, this is what God told me. If you have to look at his nose, say, keep your eyes on him. Say, don't drop your eyes. Just look at him. So I got my pregnant self up. I went in the room, and I said, the man name was Klaus. I said, how you doing, Mr. Klaus? He said, I said, I need some money. He said, what you mean? I said, well, look, I'm pregnant. My poor little husband's building me a house for all of my kids, and we got to have a well, and I need a toilet. I goes to outdoor. I just told him like it was. I need some money. He looked at me. He said, Miss Davis, he said, he could, and I looked at him. I looked at him so he dropped his eyes. But when he looked back up, buddy, I was still looking at him. The Lord told me to do it, and I did it. Follow what he tell you. He said, I tell you what, we'll come over tomorrow and look over what you're doing. So he brought the president, the vice president, and the president of the president. And they all come over there and saw what Daddy was doing. He looked, he said, oh, you're doing a good job at this. He said, Miss Davis, y'all, he said, come on up. I'll give you what you need. Now, this is the truth. This is the truth, because liars go to hell. Okay, I went back when he told me to come back. He going to give me what I needed. The telephone rang. Hello? Oh, I'm sorry, said, we can't. You have a contractor? This is the truth. You have to talk to the lady on the phone. We don't, you know, give loans unless you got a contractor. And I'm sitting there about to jump out that seat. Yes, we don't get along unless you got a contractor. And he don't know what he was doing. He don't know what he's doing. But you don't need no contractor when you got God. You don't need nothing when you got God on your side. Hallelujah. We got that money built in, and y'all, it's a long story. I could write a book, Linda. built that big old house. And just built it as we could, Leonard. You know, we'd get in one room. So he was having a baby. I'm having a baby. So he said, well, honey, I'm going to build your room first. So when the baby comes, you have somewhere. The kids, they thought we was, like I said, they thought we was at the Waltons. Because we lived in the basement. We got the basement fixed, lived in the basement, put sheets up for walls and whatever we had to do. So y'all don't want to suffer nothing. Y'all see people with this, honey, I paid for this. And we sat on long stools that he made because he was kind of a carpenter. He could build stuff. Do you remember that table? We had one long table and stool and a long thing beside. Yeah, like the Waltons. Raised hogs and smoked hams. And I had a ball. Cooked on a wood stove. You want something? Your dream will push you. But it might take you places you don't want to go. It may put you in situations you don't want to be in. But see, you got to say, he lead me to my dream. Now, we debt free. God gave us enough money to buy a house up there. 160 paid for it. Talking about God. Listen, God don't care no more for me than he do for you. He care for us the same. People thought my husband was a drug dealer. How this black man got all these kids and doing all this stuff. But Linda, God, you know it. God will bless your socks off. I say he'll put you in places where you will make money that nobody, you have to be ashamed to tell how good God is to you. You will be ashamed to tell it. He be so good to you, you tired of telling people how good he is to you. And I told the Lord, I said, they whatever they want to. Yeah, my house is paid for. $160,000 cash. And don't y'all come try to borrow no money from me either. So that's why I got some, because I don't lend it all out. I'm just kidding. I don't lend people money that love. But I'm telling you what God will do. I'm telling you there's nothing that your dream won't take you to if you let God lead you. He's building that house. There were things daddy didn't know how to do. His daddy built his house down. Y'all see my house? He said he got up on the roof. He said, I don't know how to do this. The valley line that comes across, he put a gable up like this, and the valley line come down through here. You know, y'all, he knows because he been, the valley line came, he didn't know how to do that. Lord, I don't know how to do this. God touched his man. He said, son, this is the way it goes. He put that valley line in there. When we sold the house, the guy who bought it, I don't know his problem. He owns everything up there. But he offered us $80,000 an acre for 5 acres. How much is that? Come on now. I'm talking about God. We were just had babies everywhere. They thought we were rich. They thought we were rich. Then they go in. They thought we were rich. But we wasn't. We were rich in God. I said, we was rich in God. We were rich in God. We weren't rich in man. We were rich in God. Because there were times we didn't know, hallelujah, where the next dime was going to come from. I remember, she, Lord bless Shelly to send some money. She thought, I forgot how that went to you. You remember, don't you, Shelly? I'm talking about God. You ain't, hey, all you got to do is believe in God. Believe it's bigger. Him, look, he way bigger than you got him. I was going down, and he said, ask me largely. Don't ask me. Ask me for something big. I told Layla, he said, that's years ago. He said, ask largely. I learned from this child here something from God that I didn't know. That once he says something, it's out there. And he will perform it. About 10 years or 15 years ago, the Lord said, debt cancellation. God started canceling everybody's debt in the church, canceled my debt there. And so Al said, I learned this from you, Al. He said, I'm getting in on this council. I said, what are you talking about? That was 10, 15 years ago. And he said, Pastor, he said it, I'm going to believe it. He said debt cancellation, I'm going to believe it. I'm going to believe it. So here it is, 2016. Was it 2015? He comes with a paper. God counseled this. I said, what? He showed it to me. Can I tell it? $49,000 he canceled. He owed on a house. He said, but read it, Pastor. I said, God. And the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, what I say, I'll bring it to pass. If you can believe it. He simply believed it. He caught on to something that we was going on to something else. He said, well, y'all just going on. I'm going to stay right here till I get what I need. I'm talking about a God who's able, who I want us to start believing that he's able. He's able. He's able. So many times, Lord, I could write a book. So the man of God went. Y'all know the story. How he stretched up on the child. He followed him. He said, Elijah was coming to the house. I'm gonna be through. The child was dead. He went in, therefore, and shut the door up on the two, him and his mother. He called her daddy now. You got to have faith around you. He knew that with that woman child. She, you know what I'm saying? I can say a lot about that. He went up and lay up on the child and put his mouth up on his mouth, his eyes up on his eyes, and his hands up on his hands. He stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro and went up and stretched himself upon the child, upon him, and the child sneezed 7 times. Oh, and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, call this Shunammite. So he called her. And when she was coming unto him, he said, take up thy son. Take up your son. Here it is. Then she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. I'm telling you, God won't let you down. I say, I'm telling you, God will not let you down. How many times? Elijah came again to Gilgal. We won't, but I just want you to know that this is the time the Lord has told us. You know, we got to believe what God is saying. And God brought it back to me, Al, when I was thinking. I said, Lord, you told me something. I had a dream about a month ago. And in this dream, I was putting some cloth or fixing a floor or something. And the floor was real pretty. And people was putting stuff on the floor. And I had my turn. And I don't know. I'm holding this up to put on the floor because it's my turn. Everybody was taking a turn putting something on this floor. And so when I took mine up, I was getting ready to put it. He said, I'm going to decorate your floor with signs, wonders, and miracles. I'm holding to that. I said, I'm walking in this thing. Here's another thing I've been learning. God tell you something, don't let it go. Walk in it. Tell him about it. I said, Lord, that's why I've been over here. Lord, you promised. Lord, you promised. Where is Ronnie? He couldn't come. But we was preaching last week, a week before last. Where Bridget? We was preaching week before last. And he had told, tell her to come. She got to get his testimony. We got to hear this today. It's going to fit in right here. Because I want the people to believe. I want us to start believing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not with me, but believing what God has said to us. Signs, wonders. I said, this is going to be one of your signs, Lord. One of your miracles today. Do one of your miracles today. Do one of your signs today. Well, however you do things, do it. I want to see you to do something. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise him. She's going to have to tell you because she was telling. She was. I thought Ronnie would come, but Ronnie been so sick. He was sleeping. He ain't been asleep. Praise the Lord. But God, when you come to church, do you go to church looking for something? What do you go to church for? Why do you go to church? Why do you come to the house of the Lord? Somebody tell me real quick. Why do you come to be in this presence? Now, be in whose presence? You hear what she's saying? You know what happens when you're in Jesus' presence? Do you understand what you said, Sister Gertie? You know. To be in the presence of God, to be in the presence of Jesus. Bridget, I want you to give Ron his testimony because he ain't here. That it's going to fit in right here. Here, praise the Lord. It's got to go.
this enormous tree in the front yard that the homeowner's insurance said we had to either take that side off towards the house or take it out. So we had to have the tree out, and we got it chopped down. And he was outside one, I want to say a Friday morning, just chopping wood because he got it right down to the ground, you know, right down to the ground. Chopping wood, and he sprained his hand. Tore a ligament up here and caused him terrible pain. He came home from work. He went to work with it like that and came home and said, he said, I'm just in pain. I don't know what to do. There's nothing I do. It's helping his hand, and it was swelling. So I said, Ron, I did all I could. You know, massaged it and propped it up on a pillow and just praying for it. And it was Sunday morning. So Saturday was like that because we went to urgent care, and they told us what had happened to it, and they gave him a brace to put on it and a pain reliever. So, but Sunday morning, he said, I'm going to church, and I'm going to get what I need. He came to church, and at the time, we must have been back there counting the money because I missed that part of the service. And he said he just raised his hands before the Lord, both of them, and just believed them and said, thank you, Jesus, for healing my hands. And by the end of service, that hand was completely gone down. He's doing this. Look at that, Bridget. Didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you he'd do it? That brace, I don't even know what a brace is. God is real. He's a right now God. He's there when you need him. Woo!
Amen. He don't know what was preached, but I'm just going at it. You know, he said he just raised his hand. Yes, amen. You got to be crazy. I mean, great miracles call for great faith and crazy faith. You want a miracle, you got to be crazy. Well, the people say you're crazy, you know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now it's our turn. This is Mother's Day, Father. I have delivered my soul. I've enjoyed ministering today. I really have. And I've delivered my soul. Most of us here are looking for something. It may not be a healing. It may be something else that you're looking for. A move of God in some kind of way. But Lord, I told him if we would get through the service, I will pray for him, and you're going to give it to him. Amen. And I believe you will. I believe you will. I've seen it happen so many times. But this is the day and hour for the greatest miracles you ever seen God perform. Now, this is what the words say. He said, before he come, the mystery of God should be finished. The way things are going, Jesus will be back here pretty soon. It seemed like it, don't it? It looked like we could just get up on the clouds and just ride on back with him. But the world got to see a Jesus that was back in 2,000 years ago. They got to see that. And you are going to show it to them. You have been chosen to be that God has said for the end time. Me? Yes, you. Yes, you, Gideon. You know, when the Lord came to Gideon and said, you are thou mighty man of honor, he said, he's looking around. I wonder who he's talking about. He's talking to you. He's talking to you. Talking to you. I want you to stand and come in this aisle. I want this aisle filled with, first the ladies first. Now, this is Mother's Day. I'm going to do it for the ladies first. I'm expecting God to give you what you desire. I'm expecting God to do it. I'm expecting everybody in here, we just going to have time for just testimonies.